Folks, just as we begin to look at God's Word, thanks, Andre. You'll remember, hopefully, over the last three Sundays, just quite where we've been. And as we move, Paul, who is writing from prison, had never actually been there, but he writes to this little church in a town that has fallen in hard times called Colossae. But he says to the folk, you're in Christ. And although they're being treated as unimportant, they're actually just, there's so many significant things happening. First two verses, you're in Christ and you're in Colossae. Paul then prays for them also in chapter 1, thanking God for their spiritual birth, that they've come to know Jesus, that they're in Christ. But then he prays too for the continued spiritual growth, that coming to faith is not a full stop, but it's the start of a movement and a transformation in their lives. Then we jumped into, just as we read at the start of our time today, Joan Osborne, 1995, what if God was one of us? Well, he was. God was pleased to have all the fullness of Christ, of him in Christ, and through him to reconcile to himself all things. Thought last week of the God of creation and the God of redemption. Folks, our Creator and our Redeemer, who walked this earth, who was one of us, can identify with our difficulties, our struggles, because he has been there. We thought about his sovereignty. He is before all things. We thought about our security, because in him all things hold together and we can depend on him. But where we go today, and thank you, Jeff, just for leading us with the boys and girls, and we're really going to concentrate on chapter 1, verse 27, but we'll go a wee bit either side of it. Verses 26 and 27 in the passage say this: the mystery that has been kept hidden for ages and generations, but is now disclosed to the saints. To them God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Why? Scope realized. God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery. The mystery in the past was that, well, God is only for the Jewish people, for the nation of Israel. But actually, that's not right. Yes, God, in one sense, favored them, but until the dispensation of Christ, the scope that is realized, the mystery that we have known. Well, actually, let's look back in the passage. First one, chapter 1, verse 6. All over the world, this gospel has been bearing fruit and growing. Paul is writing to a Gentile church, modern-day Turkey, and he is writing to the people there who have nothing to do with the people of God in the past, and they have responded to the good news of the gospel. And that gospel is bearing fruit and growing, and the church is expanding. They say all around the Mediterranean basin, pagan people, if you like, people outside of the Jewish nation, coming to know Jesus. The gospel that you heard and has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven. Part of the mystery revealed here, the scope realized, is that the gospel is for every living person. Not for a distinct group of people. Sorry, today, 12th of July and all that, forgotten, all star. It is for all people. For all nations under the sun. The good news of God's salvation is for all. This is the scope that's realized in this mystery revealed. Interesting, Jeff mentioned Abraham, Genesis chapter 22, verse 18, Through your offspring, all nations of the earth will be blessed. Can't get much clearer than that, can you? Exodus, Jeff, I think we've compared notes, mentioned the Exodus. Guys will be dealing with that at Sism, thinking about that tomorrow. But I love, we think, oh yeah, God brought his people out of Egypt, rescued them. And yes, he did. But Exodus 12, verse 38, many other people went up with them. Other people who were oppressed, other people who were marginalized, other people that were enslaved, other people, other nations were rescued through the Exodus. I love Eugene Peterson in The Message. Hebrews and non-Hebrews alike set out. The Amplified Bible, which takes all the original language and expands it, gives you, if one word has three meanings, then in the Amplified Bible, you get all three meanings, okay? It's difficult to read, but it's really helpful to study. A mixed multitude of non-Israelites from foreign nations also went with them. Right at the beginning, the scope realized, Abraham, all nations blessed through you. Other nations came out with the Hebrews in the Exodus. The genealogy of Jesus gives us both foreigners and shady stories. People that have a bit of a skeleton in the closet you don't want to know are in the genealogy of Jesus, because he comes for the broken and he comes for the foreigner. Jesus' words in John 10 and verse 16, I have other sheep that are not of this pen. Okay, test your mettle, easy peasy. John 3 and 16. For God so loved who? Who's that? The world. The scope of the gospel, folks, is all people. For God has chosen, Colossians 1, 27, the first part, for God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles, that's you and me, the glorious riches of this mystery. What is the mystery? Ephesians 3 and 2. The mystery is that through the gospel, the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel, members together of one body and sharers together in the promise of Christ Jesus. Gentiles are heirs together with Israel. Members together, sharers together. Folks, this is the scope of the gospel. It is for all people. But this is also the mystery that is revealed, the secret that is revealed. The scope realized is global. The secret that's revealed, well, folks, that's internal. It's the hope of glory in our hearts that we've just been singing. The secret revealed, this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. If Paul was here today, excuse me, I'm not very good at computery stuff, but that's a tweet. How many characters did you used to be allowed? Oh, come on. You were allowed a certain number of characters. Okay, this is much shorter. 128, Anne. Much shorter. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Is that not a tweet? Is that not just that? Let's unpack this, folks, because this is huge. There's a puzzle, this mystery. Well, the mystery is that the gospel is for all people, isn't it? Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 2, four times the word mystery is revealed, but basically the Gentiles are sharers together in the promise of Jesus Christ. The gospel, the mystery, is that the gospel is for all. But let's just stop. This is God's initiative. God has chosen that the gospel is for all. He could choose not, but he chooses that it's for all. You can get into your Calvin and Arminian theology. But God so loved the world, he wants us, his heart is for us to respond. This mystery, which is Christ, let's just stop there. Because just the name of Jesus, God incarnate. Chapter 1 of Colossians, verse 19. God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him. In Christ, all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. Chapter 2, verse 9. Christ in you, the hope of glory. But Christ, this is God incarnate. During the week in my little daily reading notes, we Jeff looked, notes, I read this. The creation story is faith's foundation, and it points us to God's greatness. The universe is designed to amaze us as we consider that it contains at least, I can't even get this, 10 octillion stars. The nearest star in our galaxy, Alpha Centauri, is 23.5 trillion miles away. Our sun is but a mere speck in our galaxy. The huge star, Betelgeuse, I thought that was a movie, is 27 million times larger than our sun. And our galaxy is one of 100,000 million other galaxies. Christ, the person, God incarnate, his place in you. The God who made 10 octillion stars, who threw them all into place, named them one by one, lives in you. Oh, Gordy, I'm not that important. Rubbish. The God of the universe, Christ, God incarnate, lives in you, in me, God indwelling. Folks, I mean, I'm going to say get your head round up. You can't, and you never will. Mark Manel, who was speaking during the week over in Keswick, in his little commentary, this little sentence, I thought it was lovely. When Christ looks at each of us, he does not simply say, mine. He also says, home. The God of the stars and the universe, the God of creation, the God of redemption. When he looks at you, now get that, when he looks at you, thinking, no, I'm overweight and speckling of grey hair and I don't count, I'm not what people are looking for today. No, Christ in you, the God of the universe who loves you and give himself for you. Romans 8 and 11, the power that raised Jesus from the dead is living in you. Folks, this is part of the mystery, not just that it's for everybody, but the God of the universe lives in you, in me. If we have trusted him as Savior, we will never get our heads round it until the day we die. Hebrews 8 talks about the new covenant, and it's about Christ in us. And again, as Jeff led us with the boys and girls, look at the promise. God incarnate, God indwelling, promises us the hope of glory, that we may enjoy God's inheritance, a new birth into a living hope kept in heaven for you. We read in 1 Peter 3 and 5, a new birth into a living hope kept in heaven for you. Folks, if this doesn't warm your heart, or actually make you realize, I need to get on board here. Christ in you, the hope of glory. And if you're walking with Jesus, the confidence that should give us in our journey with him. This mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. For no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. And I know heavy hearts in church today, and I say it sensitively, that is the inheritance of your loved ones in Christ. Doesn't make the separation easier, but it's the hope of Christ. It's the hope we have in him. Paul writes to us, to the holy and faithful in Christ in Colossae, a wee one-hick town that people were forgetting about. That's the geography. But in Christ, that's the mystery. And Christ in you, the hope of glory. Well, that's the intimacy. That's the intimacy of knowing Jesus.